Greetings once again from St. Michael's Broadcast, and we continue today with this mission from heaven that has been established in our time by the Great Mother of God. For 25 years, beginning in 1970, Jesus and His Holy Mother would appear at the apparition site of Bayside in New York, curing the sick, converting the unbeliever, and delivering a number of messages that have now gone throughout the world. Our Lady's objective in these last days is to rescue man from the snares of the evil one who is now loosed upon the earth in full force. Those who have answered Our Lady's call have been delivered from this demonic grasp and brought into the friendship of their Creator. But those who have ignored this message from heaven have greatly shortchanged themselves and have been left to wander through life without firm direction until the fool's gold of this earth comes along and lures them away for good. As Our Lady has often said, man makes the same mistakes over and over, never learning from his past. And the single greatest mistake that man has made down through history is his ingratitude, where he turns his back on the rays of God's goodness, so that he falls into all manner of vice and diabolical shackle, even leading to suicide and death. So with Jesus and Mary extending their choicest blessings to the world at this last hour, we have a prime opportunity, regardless if you're Protestant or Catholic, Buddhist or atheist, sinner or saint, it really doesn't matter. We are all given now the opportunity to stand up and be counted. It's open field for all mankind. As Our Lady has often said, her message is extended to all peoples, regardless of race, color, or creed. And those who respond to this message from heaven will most surely heap upon themselves all the treasury of the kingdom. You see, Christ's passion earned for us all the treasury of the kingdom, but that treasury is only given to those who are grateful for it and who are willing to sacrifice all for it. If Jesus tells us not to cast our pearls before swine, well, that means he's the same way himself. He doesn't cast his heavenly pearls before the swine of this earth, whom he refers to in Revelation as the dogs and the sorcerers and the unchaste, Revelation 22:15. But those pearls of the kingdom are reserved only for his elect, who receive his communication from heaven. As Scripture says, many are called, but only few are chosen. And those few in the last times are those who listen to the Queen of Heaven and who receive the gifts that she brings us on behalf of her divine Son. Now, one of the characteristics of God's people is that they know how to suffer with joy. As St. Paul says, I suffer the loss of all things and count them as dung, that I may gain Christ. And we have one such example to share with you today. Our President Michael Mangan interviewed a faithful and true pilgrim, and we're going to hear a little bit of her story now.
David, it is my pleasure to have with me Avina Persick of Wisconsin. And good evening, Avina.
Hello, Michael.
I know that you're a longtime devotee. When were you introduced to the shrine and the messages of Our Lady at Bayside?
It was 1982 by Father Matthew Perino, who's now deceased.
I see. So interesting. So, I mean, so often most of the devotees have found out through word of mouth, family, friends, a newspaper ad, the radio, the website. Not too many actually hear from a Catholic priest. Tragically, sadly. But here, you had that opportunity to hear from such a good priest. And what were your thoughts, your introduction to it? Did you believe right away? Did you study it? Did you struggle with it? Your thoughts.
Well, I knew these priests were so humble, so holy, really devoted to Christ. So they were very trustworthy. And they started rosary groups that strengthened us about the messages.
So you were introduced to the shrine messages, and you're saying that you received some supernatural graces. Now, was that here, or at that time you were in California?
Yes, in California, and Father had pictures from the shrine. He had the miraculous pictures, and he was showing them to our family. We were just astonished. Messages, and they were taken on the shrine grounds. So I saw these pictures, and I thought, my goodness, I have to listen, because never seen anything like this in my life. And they're the ones with Our Lady in the sky here at the shrine grounds, that she's really there. And so that night he said to ask your guardian angel to take you home. And we had to travel about 2 hours to our home, where we were visiting on the coast. So I thought, well, I'm going to do that. And I mean, we were out of touch with those beautiful Catholic devotions. We were in the modernism, you know, drifting along, not getting anything out of it. There were a few attempts to become Eucharistic ministress, which, thank God, I was took my pride up there one time. But I was saved from it by making a huge mistake. So I thought about all these things and thought, this is the faith that I had in an orphanage for 5 years as a child before my conversion. This was the true Catholic faith, and this isn't what my children are getting, not what I had in the church today. So I was very interested in going back. There was a lot of nostalgia to it, to me. So that night, driving home, I asked the guardian angel, who are you? Do you have a name? Tell me. And I hear loud, deep voice say, Raphael. I thought, oh, that's just because I'm going by San Rafael. I'm just imagining this. I couldn't believe it. And I heard very sternly, Raphael, like, don't you doubt this grace. Where's the grace? So I thought, okay, a little shaky. Oh, you're there. I'll pray to you. Get us safely home. And I have the children, the guard. I would be home at 1 o'clock in the morning, very tired. I says, please bring us safely home. And I said, how do you see? How do you do this? How do you tell me this? And I saw over, like a curvature of the earth, while I'm driving the highway all the way to my home with no cars on it. And I thought, oh my goodness, it's like an angel's view. So I started praying the rosary, which I hadn't prayed in probably 10 or 15 years. And I thought, I remember the rosary. And I started praying because Father had given me one. And praying, the hours went by, coming into the hometown along the freeway, and I suddenly noticed there are no cars on the freeway coming or going.
Gee, so
unheard of. A 5-lane freeway, both ways, Interstate 80 going up over the Sierras into Sacramento, was empty of cars. All the way to my house, not one. Now,
that was a beautiful experience. So, I mean, since the introduction of Bayside, you had this experience. Now you're praying to your guardian angels. You're praying, you're picking up the rosary that you had forgotten or lost or kind of dusty or something. And so that sounds like pretty good fruits. When did you actually get to your first vigil in New York, Avina? And what was it like? Explain to our listening audience.
We came with Father Matthew Pereno. He brought a group of Baysiders, about 15 of us. Graces, just huge graces. I mean, I needed them. I know I needed them. Then when we were leaving in the airplane, the plane was flying right over the grounds. And there I'm praying, thanking Our Lady for coming. I saw her in that moment. It appeared like on one of the pictures with the bear on it. She was all in blue. And she said, grace is for you, my child, and waved her hand. And all of these sparkling lights of blue and white flew over me.
You saw Our Lady through the plane window as you were flying over the ground?
No, in the plane, right in front of me. Just there she was. And she was all blue. It was, but she was alive. It was unusual.
This was just as the plane was ascending over the ground.
Around Gloria Airport, right over, they could see like the Unisphere. And here was. It was in the evening. And I thought, this is amazing. And to grace is for you, my child, she said. And all these looked like the 4th of July sparklers is the only thing I can describe these lights. So I went to Father in the plane. I got up and went over and said, Father, this amazing thing happened. I saw Our Lady. She said, grace is for you, my child. And I'm expecting him to say, wow, this is wonderful. He said, you are going to get it. And I said, what do you mean? He says, you prepare to suffer. That when you have these things happen, usually it's to strengthen you or be cross. And he certainly was right about that. Very many huge crosses, deaths of children, things like that.
You had mentioned earlier, though, you were kind of a lukewarm, a modern Catholic, and your introduction to Bayside kicked in holy tradition. You really, your faith was absolutely renewed, rejuvenated.
It was that first night coming home with St. Raphael. I didn't know who he was. There I had in my hand the traditional missal. I started to look at the prayers, and I started to see what they threw out. how they had changed the Mass and how things weren't Catholic. I went through Protestantism as a young girl, and they were making it more like that. Not what I remember the nuns, the beautiful Dominican nuns, teaching us in the orphanage. And here was in my hand. So I just held this, taught my children the truth of the faith. I began to have graces to hold the faith.
How did it change your spiritual life?
I went through tremendous healing. I became stronger, and I had very great traumas in my life that were suppressed. And over the years, I've come through this beautiful healing from Our Lady. Every time I would come here would be another layer, and I would be more aware of myself. And that finally culminated with the absolute knowledge that Jesus and Mary loved me individually, singularly, like He loves every single soul He created individually and singularly and uniquely. We're none alike. Do you know any two people alike? No. And He has a special relationship with every single soul. And we give that to Him, makes Him joyful. So I had this huge, tremendous healing. It all happened one day. I thought I was going to die from the pain, emotion of my abusive childhood. Instead, I live freedom, knowledge of God's love for me. And this is through Our Lady of the Roses, my vigil, coming here. I've been here, this is my 7th or 8th one. And I want to thank you, Michael, for your fidelity to grace, to persevere and have these vigils like this in her will and the way she wants it done. I'm so grateful to you.
Well, we have a great team, the Lay Order of St. Michael, a great faith community, and just great people here. But this is wonderful. I mean, you really have transformed yourself spiritually, obviously. But now you're looking for a cure. In fact, you said off air that you actually have stage 4 cancer.
I do. I'm 4th stage. They gave me 6 months to live if they couldn't treat me. That was in 2002. And here I am in 2005, still here, without radiation, without chemotherapy.
I mean, let's be honest, Avina. You're on the threshold of passing. I mean, you are on the edge of a precipice, if you will. You're carrying a big load here. You have cancer throughout your body. Right, and it must be very, very aggressive and painful. And yet you seem to have, you obviously are very at peace and joy. I mean, in a sentence, tell our listeners, how do you do it? How do you do it?
There is a tool, and it's gratitude. If you are grateful, then you can't have bitterness in you. You start to work on it with gratitude. Self-pity feeds bitterness. Gratitude breaks it. So I learned this wonderful grace from the priests that I had counsel me. So gratitude, there's always gratitude. I suffered grievously in my marriage, but I can always be grateful for my children, from this man. I could be grateful for my prayer life, that I needed to survive it. So I had these two things that broke the bitterness of those crosses, and I forgave him, forgave all the abuse that I suffered. And it's a tool to use.
And it liberates.
It really does.
I mean, the bitterness and resentment oppresses us. It drags us down. We get 1,000 monkeys on our back. The other way, it liberates us. We're free. We're unshackled.
That's absolutely true. Life can be very unfair. Certainly was to me. So you can have this going to self-pity. I spent a lot of years in that. I could conjure it up. And it has to be fed with self-pity. You have to have this constant sorrow. So when I learned and I could be forgiven, I could be grateful, I was able to undo that root and pull that out of me with it. And it's all graces from Our Lady, I know. It would be huge, tremendous changes after every vigil I came to.
Wonderful. It really is incredible. Your healing and your story, your turnaround, amazing. Final thoughts, your final thoughts to our listeners. Avina.
Come here because your mother's here. She's the mother of all mankind. helped to form the church at the beginning. She stayed on earth, and here she has never left us. She's always there throughout the ages, and these times especially, we need her desperately. We need her graces, her intercession. And I came here and her with permission to pray for a cure, because I feel there's so much work to be done for souls, evangelizing, telling them about her here, praying the rosary. It's our weapon against evil. If we pray the rosary, we can beat the evil of terrorism even. It can lessen
our Absolutely.
So we must pray the rosary. And so I asked, could I please come to the shrine one more time and pray for a cure of this cancer? Because this type of cancer is extremely painful, and I don't know if they have the capacity to do it. And I asked for a pink rose if I was going to be cured, and I was handed a pink rose.
Oh, wow.
So I'm confident that I think that I'm going to be around a while.
Wonderful.
So I'm grateful again.
Wow, wonderful.
Grace is here to be in her presence. She promised she'll never leave here. They promised, Jesus and Mary promised, this is their home. They make their home on these grounds. It's my home. It's all of our home. So just come home to your mother.
Wonderful, beautiful. And so we're going to see you again then, real soon.
Well, yes, I believe that.
Good.
Fool us.
Very good, Avina. Well, thank you very much for a wonderful testimonial and a safe trip back to Wisconsin.
Thank you, Michael, and all your workers and all the work you do. God bless you.
You're listening to St. Michael's Broadcast, and that was Avina Persick of Wisconsin speaking with SMWA President Michael Mangan on the sacred grounds. And indeed, it is incredible that you could be on the threshold of death this way and yet have so much joy at the same time. This is certainly the grace of Our Lady working in the lives of one of her people. Her testimony about the angel Raphael is inspiring indeed, and calls to mind the book of Tobias in the Bible, for therein we read how the archangel Raphael led young Tobias in his journey. And of course we can see in this testimony how Bayside once again has been instrumental in keeping a soul on the straight and narrow. If there's one fruit that we have consistently seen with Bayside, it's that it brings people back to the roots of the Roman Catholic faith, the traditional faith. And by Catholic faith, we mean the one true institution of religion that Christ established under the authority of St. Peter, the Pope. That's the one church that has existed for 2,000 years. And by institution, we mean the institution of the Mass, the sacrifice of the Mass, as it has existed under the Pope for 2,000 years. Any masses that are said on planet Earth, whether they are private masses, public masses, masses done on pilgrimage, indult masses, or any Latin masses, they must include the Pope in the canon of the Mass, or that Mass is illicit. If the Pope is not a good Pope, well then that's every reason to pray for him. So if you are one who ministers to others, be it as a religious or a layman, this is a point that needs to be observed. In the Gospel account of the Last Supper, Jesus tells his followers, "Take this, all of you, and drink, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which shall be shed for many unto remission of sins." It's Matthew 26:27. You will note that he says, "for many, not for all." And Our Lady herself tells us this in the message, that her Son could not die for all, for only many have made themselves ready to come across the veil. Christ opened his arms to all mankind on the cross, yes, but not all receive him. Therefore, the sacrament that he earned for us on the cross, and that he shed for us on the cross, is extended only to many, not to all. Christ does not share his sacraments with the world's religions or the world's peoples. They have to come to his house on his terms to receive this sacrament. And one of these terms is that they honor the Pope, who is the vicar of Christ. Though he may falter and be weak, especially today, he must still be honored in his divine office. That is to say, we must pray for the Pope. The mission of Our Lady of the Roses at Bayside is to provide for your spiritual needs, and our catalog of religious gifts certainly reflects that. Of paramount importance is the brown scapular, which Our Lady has asked us all to wear in these dangerous times. You don't want to leave home without it. Our 100% wool Crusader scapular goes for only $2.95. And with that, you'll want to order your chain link wooden rosary made in Italy. Goes for only $6.95. And for an additional 95 cents, we can send you the St. Benedict Medal and Our Lady of the Roses Medal to complete your armor that you want to have on your person at all times. For your home, we provide you with the 2-inch wooden crucifix for your doors, goes for only $1 each. For your listening edification, we have some inspiring audio cassettes and CDs that are bound to captivate you. Of particular interest is our 60-minute report on the great tsunami that devastated parts of Southeast Asia back on December 26, 2004. This includes startling predictions from Veronica 30 years ago and shows how this is a divine warning that must be heeded if we are to avert future disasters, on how this was an act of mercy to rescue the children from the evils of sexual abuse and slave labor so prevalent in Southeast Asia. This goes for only $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. For those wishing to learn more about our saintly seer, Veronica, you'll want to order our 70-minute tape entitled The Warmth and Humanity of Veronica of the Cross. In a moving dissertation, Michael Mangan focuses on the compassion and down-to-earth humanity of Veronica and how she had to earn her crown through personal struggle. Veronica's close worker and longtime friend, Mary de Blasio, provides an inside look into Veronica's personal character. This also includes a stirring homily from Father Robert Skirla, former International Blue Army chaplain, on the integrity of Veronica and the Bayside Message. Also, this joyfully recounts the glories and supernatural wonders of the 34th anniversary at Bayside. Again, $4.95 CD, $3.95 audio cassette. And for a mere $9.95, we'll send you our Gloria Laus. This is a fine collection of Latin Gregorian chants sung by the talented Bauer sisters of the Cape Cod Scala Sancta Cecilia. Again, that's available on CD for $9.95, a real steal. For your reading edification, we carry the complete set of Heaven Speaks Today, which are illuminating prophecies and excerpts that are extracted from the Bayside Message. Each issue of Heaven Speaks highlights a particular topic of Our Lady's message. The entire set of Heaven Speaks is only $1.50. Individual issues are only a dime each. You can't beat that. And to complete your spiritual reading, we carry the official Roman Catholic Bible. This is the Douay Rheims version, which is the most accurate version of Holy Scripture in the English language. Normally, this would run you $50. It's yours today for only $34.95. This is something that no Christian home should be without. For our complete listing of religious gifts, visit us at www.smwa.org and shop online at our secure store. To order by telephone using your credit card, call 1-888-830-SMWA, that's 888-830-7692, and that number, by the way, is for credit card orders only. And if you call after hours, you can always leave your order on our voicemail. And of course, we invite you to write for the free information. You can send a letter to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or toll-free line 1-800-345-MARY. This is St. Michael's Broadcast. Now, we mentioned before the unchaste, who along with the dogs and the sorcerers will be locked out of God's kingdom. Well, let it be known that this brew of people is on the rise in our time. Don't think for one minute that there has been a return of family values in more recent years, because this is not true. Just for instance, back in 1985, 20 years ago, a survey was taken at San Diego State University where women on the campus were asked what they thought about premarital sex. 15% said that they thought it was okay, while 85% said that they did not agree with it. Now, just this month, 20 years later, the same survey was conducted at San Diego State University, and this time 80% of the women questioned said that they were in favor of premarital sex. And of course, this undoubtedly would represent the trend across the nation. Here we have 80% of today's college women saying that it's okay to be lewd and to be a stinking shame in the eyes of her maker. So that we understand, premarital sex is fornication, no different than you would find in any whorehouse. And here you have 80% of today's so-called educated women endorsing this corrupt lifestyle. Boy, how Satan has deluded the women of our time into losing their honor and becoming ding-dong party girls and then thinking she's not going to get punished for it, but she will be punished for it. On June 1st, 1978, Our Lady said, quote, "Women of your nation and all of the nations of the world, the Eternal Father shall send a grievous boil upon you, for you have become unchaste, for you have become immodest, and you have cast aside your role as a woman, as a mother, and as a bearer of children for the Eternal Father in heaven." Unquote. Now we have to remember that back in 1978, when this message was given, breast cancer was not an epidemic like it is today. Back then, cancer would occur more evenly throughout the body, on the kidney, the liver, the brain, etc. Whereas today, it targets that area of women more than any other. It's become the terror and grievance of women. So much so that seminars are even conducted to raise the public awareness of this plague, with free mammograms offered, etc. It indeed is a grievous boil to women. However, we should point out that just because women get breast cancer, it doesn't necessarily mean that they deserved it or that they were guilty of anything, but simply means that the good have to suffer with the bad. But it is the bad who are bringing this epidemic upon society. It's just like a baby that gets AIDS. It doesn't mean that the baby's a homosexual, but it means that the homosexuals of the world are bringing this epidemic upon the human race, so that even the innocent have to suffer with this now. As Our Lady has said, AIDS is a plague from God that was sent to cleanse the world of homosexuality. And this too was predicted by Our Lady long before it hit the social scene. On October 6, 1972, Our Lady said, quote, "Science will not have a cure for the plague that will be sent upon your country." And of course, science has never been able to come up with a cure for AIDS. And so here we have two of the Bayside prophecies fulfilled in our time, AIDS, a plague from God, and a grievous boil for women, that dreaded tumor. And that's not to mention the many other prophecies that have been fulfilled. But right now, we would invite you to write for the free information. You can send your letters to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. There is no cost to receive the information, but again, we do remind you that your financial assistance is necessary to keep this program on the air. So if you'd like to see this message continue each week over the station, then send along your gift offerings today made payable to St. Michael's World Apostolate. And again, we do remind you that your contributions are tax deductible. That mailing address again for all the information, St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361. Our website, www.smwa.org. And may Our Lady bless you.